You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
If you watch the videos in order, I'm actually just about to put the last one out, Lost in Love with Sierra Renee. It tells a story. They all kind of tie into each other. The way one ends, the next one begins. And there's elements with fire and with this photo that I've saved from the very first music video with Blaine and I. If you notice, it's on fire because in the rehearsal, he has to light this on fire from the first music video. And so this was our rehearsal one. And I saved it as a little keepsake. But yeah, and then there's, to be able to tell, to create and tell a story visually, not just through the music, was really important to me. And I've never done that this way before.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com. You can work with your own Broadway fitness coach for 7 days. It's not just your everyday program where you're just following something on YouTube or yada yada. You actually can speak with us, ask questions, get feedback, so on and so forth. Special thanks to our producing team, the Broadway Podcast Network. You can check them out at bpn.fm. All right. As always, we have an exciting guest for you. Actually, a returner to the podcast. Really excited about that. My friend, fam of BFTS, composer, lyricist, songwriter, singer, storyteller, Michael Mott. Hey,
yes,
Michael.
Yes. You read my Instagram bio.
You know what? You do so many things well. And I was like, how do I slate Michael? How do
you
I
say
like intro him?
My old neighbor.
My old neighbor, artist extraordinaire, Michael Mott. Hey.
My coffee shop buddy.
I know.
Oh, it's been a minute.
The world ended and then our coffee shop moments just went away.
I miss Thor. I miss walking down the street. Yeah, it's a thing. But you know what? I'm holding it down here for you.
I appreciate that. I can't wait to get back now that there's all this buzz about Broadway opening whenever the hell it's going to open.
September, yeah.
Supposedly, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I'm like, should I start purchasing tickets? I actually had tickets to West Side Story and Book of Mormon to see some BFTS fam. And the day I was supposed to see Mormon, Broadway closed. And then 2 days later, I was supposed to see West Side. So if you're listening, producing team of the shows, can I call, like, what should I do? Should I call Ticketmaster? Like, how do I get my money or how do I, like, get my tickets, people? Does anyone know?
Did you get refunded?
Not yet. At first, I was like, I didn't even try. That's just who I am. Sometimes I'm the hardest worker in the room. And then with other things, I'm the biggest, laziest bum.
Well, you have a lot going on. So,
yeah,
it's understandable.
But it's been a year. If anyone's listening and knows the skinny on how to get tickets back or money, just comment below. Help me out. But yeah, what should we see first? What show are you like dying to see when this all remounts itself?
I really want to see Six.
Me
I'm
too.
Excited about Six.
Me
yeah.
too.
And I think that like just the format of that and how that is conceived is actually really viable to these COVID times. You know, it's a 75 minute concert. They're all apart. They're all 6 feet apart already. They're 6 feet apart. And, you know, they don't have to, from what I've seen, I know it's 6 feet apart. Thank you so much. Dad jokes at 35. But I do think that it's something that can sustain itself through COVID.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do I know though?
Yeah. What, yeah.
What do any of us know?
I feel that way when I'm watching Netflix and the movie ends and I'm like, why am I not a screenwriter? Like what, like apparently anyone can do it because I just wasted 2.5 hours of my life just now.
Oh, I feel that way a lot. That's actually the reason why I stopped acting because I felt like the show, no, I'm dead serious. The shows I was doing, I was like, if I was doing a lot of new works and I know it takes a long time to develop a show and it takes forever, but I was like, I don't feel like I'm using my full creative potential. And if the show is not good, I want it to be my fault. And I will work so hard to make sure it's good where, you know, that's why I was like, well, I want to be in the position of control and power and and create the thing. And if it sucks, I'll make it better.
Are you a Leo? Were you born in August?
I'm a Gemini, believe it or not.
Okay.
June 15th, baby.
Thought you had that Leo power stick that you were holding there.
No, but my brother, my mother, and my father are all Leos. So it's rubbed off.
They just rubbed off on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of like working hard and just making it happen, we were talking before we started recording that we both mutually have felt that about one another, but at the same time, we both responded by saying, you know, we feel like in a sense we're treading water during this pandemic. And I think that the listeners can really relate to that. How has that been for you? Like, how have you done so much, like what we're going to talk about here with your new album and your musical and all this stuff, but at the same time, feel like you're going in circles? Share with us. Tell us.
I always get, and I appreciate it, but I always get the, like, you're doing so well. Like, how are you doing this? And I look at that and I think, what? And because I talk about this in therapy, actually, but I sincerely feel like I'm light years behind. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Am I a failure? I have that dialogue with myself all the time. And I am a very productive person. I have a schedule every day and I love to write. I love to create. And in this day and age, we have to do everything. So like you, I am doing the social media. I am doing the accounting. I'm doing the books. I'm getting the royalties from the album and sending it out to the singers. And I'm doing all of those things in addition to writing the thing and conceiving the thing and working with a producer and working with an orchestrator and working with a book writer. And like, it's all part of the process. And sometimes it takes longer than I would like it to take because I'm impatient. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not getting any younger and like, I don't have a show on Broadway yet. And I don't have, this song hasn't like hit a top 10 on the charts. And like, you know, I go through that with myself. So that's why I feel like, what am I doing? That's where that comes from. I guess to the outside though, other people say things like, you're doing so well. And I'm like, what?
I'm curious, what does your therapist say to that if you share that with them?
She said,
when you say, okay, go ahead.
She sometimes says that I have unrealistic goals. I'm like, no, it's not unrealistic. It can happen because it's happened for other people. But that it's a little, I'm an overachieving person and I need to find time, pockets to rest.
Okay. The first statement, I won't go with that. But the second one, I'll go with that. Mm-hmm. Finding time to rest and also finding time to like say, yeah, job well done. You know, you're not where you want to be just yet, but look at all you've already accomplished.
I can do that.
And it also sounds a lot like the gym. It sounds like a fitness journey that you're always like, oh, you know, we were kind of getting into that before we hit record as well.
It ties into that because, so yesterday was my day off. Thursdays and Sundays are my days off. Mm-hmm. The guilt that I feel on a Thursday is insane. Sundays, for some reason, I'm fine with not going to the gym on a Sunday. But on Thursdays, I'm like, I have to be active because I don't like sitting here at this piano or on the computer. I need to be active. So yesterday I did a 2-mile like walk / run and I'm like, should I be doing this? You know, I do feel intense guilt. I also think it's like the Roman Catholic upbringing where everything's based in guilt.
Well, we love an active recovery day. So everyone listening, kind of what Michael's talking about is the intention to move your body without really taxing it in a really structured training purpose. So right. Going for that walk, or even if it's a casual jog where you're not worrying about your time or you're not worrying about, you know, how many calories you burn. If you're just trying to move your body for moving your body's sake, then that's good. I'm for that. I'm here for that. Speaking of what I'm here for. Oh, tell me.
No, I was just going to say, I've been picking up bike riding a lot. I love bike riding and that's been such a wonderful way throughout COVID for me to survive and feel active and feel like I'm moving my body. And yeah, it's been really good for my mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Speaking of being, I said I'm here for that. Speaking of being here for that, I was listening to The Only One before our recording, and I am here for this. I am here for The Only One.
You like so, it?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I can like windows down, you know, turn up that volume in my car and just blast that.
Good. Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely giving a groove. It's serving a groove for good. Sure. Tell us, how did it kind of come about? And I'm so intrigued about the journey. And because I think, once again, for the listeners, there has been this time during the pandemic of like, we want to flex our creative muscles, but we just think about it so much that we never get started in any capacity. And for you, I think you're super inspirational to all of us because you just start, you just do it, right? So tell us about that journey.
That's true. I'm also very privileged in that I'm in a good position to be able to have the recordings happen because, I mean, this stuff is expensive. And this is the first thing that I've ever put my own money into. And I have been, I mean, I'm not going to share my entire business model with everybody, but I have saved all of the royalties that I've made from writing on all of my past projects. And I have reinvested them back into my music for this project, which I've never done before. But it was so important to me to make it. I was in a relationship. I was in a very serious relationship with someone who I believed would be in my life for a very long time. And it didn't work out for one reason or another. And we had spent a lot of quarantine together, pretty much 8 or 9 months of quarantine together. And it didn't work out for whatever reason it didn't. And I was just in my feelings and sitting right here and writing. And I wrote a couple of songs. And I actually met this wonderful young up-and-coming producer named 6'5". Who is just like dominating the scene right now. And I went to his place. I ended up playing him a chorus of one song, a song that Blaine Krause actually ended up recording. And he vibed. He was into it. And so we actually co-wrote the rest of that song together. And we ended up co-writing 3 songs together. And then I wrote 3 on my own. And we just, as I was writing, we intended actually just to write one song. But our vibe was so good that we just kept going and going and going. And I noticed that I was writing snippets of moments in my relationship. And I thought, oh, I'm writing in the pop voice, but my audience is musical theater. How can I continue to bridge this gap? And I thought, let me actually just do like a highlights reel of these moments in the relationship and then put it together as one 20-minute listening experience. And then if you listen, it's a narrative. Whether you know it or not, it's a narrative. And if you just like Cry For You and you only want to hear Cry For You, then you can just bop to Cry For You. If you want to hear Lost in Love and jam out, you can do that. But if you want to cry and listen to James's song or Empty Eyes, you can do that. But in order, it tells a story. Separately, they're all bops and moods.
Yeah.
Blaine, I was fortunate enough to be able to work with someone like Blaine, our Built for the Stage family member. We talked about you a lot on set for the music videos.
Good stuff, right?
It was great stuff, but like we would have like a snack and be like, shh, don't tell Joe. You know, we
oh,
would,
no. We, like, no, I'm not that trainer.
I know you're not. I know you're not. You're not, but I am, as you flex right now, as you sit there and flex. You're like, how is that chocolate?
But I'm no, having a donut. I can't wait for a donut this weekend.
Oh, well, I got a muffin top right here, so let's go.
Get out of here.
So, no, Blaine was, he was wonderful to work with, and I love him, and his voice is so sultry and sexy and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then I was able to work with Sierra Renee and Pia Toscano from American Idol, and just a dream group of people, and then, you know, it was just an amazing experience.
Yeah. Okay, so with these amazing performers that you're able to work with, I also saw that you've worked with dancers doing like choreography to music videos. I've seen like just behind the scene footage of the video making. Tell us about that, because there's a whole other element than just recording the songs.
Yeah. So, you know, I have found, you know, I've been writing professionally since 2014, and the industry has changed massively since then. It's constantly changing. Back in the day, we would listen to albums. Today, it's all about singles. And not even singles, like you have to get your song to a 15-second, you know, best 15 seconds of a song to be on TikTok, to be on Instagram, to capture someone's attention. And you need a visual because people aren't really listening to your song without a visual. So it was very important to me to have visual elements to this album to be able to get people to engage. And having a dancer was very important to me to tell the story in an abstract way. And I cast this wonderful man who actually reached out to me, and we were just talking about something completely different. And I looked at his Instagram, and he's a dancer at Alvin Alley. His name is, with Alvin Alley, not at. His name is Kyle H. Martin. And I was like, would you want to do a couple of music videos with me? And he was down. And I asked Blaine, I said, you know, this is a story. Would you be my love interest? Can we do this? And Blaine and this dancer, Kyle, is going to represent you. It's going to be your emotions and how you feel as you're singing. And if you watch the videos in order, I'm actually just about to put the last one out, Lost in Love with Sierra Renee. It tells a they all kind of tie into each other. The way one ends, the next one begins. And there's elements with fire and with this photo that I've saved from the very first music video with Blaine and I.
Oh,
if you notice, it's on fire because in the rehearsal, he has to light this on fire from the first music video. And so this was our rehearsal one, and I saved it as a little keepsake. But yeah, and then there's, you know, to be able to tell, to create and tell a story visually, not just through the music, was really important to me. And I've never done that this way before. I've made music videos, but they were always like no budget, me sitting at a piano and like cool editing. This was like, no, let's hire a dancer. Let's get a studio. Let's tell a story on the shoestring budget, but let's tell a story visually and be engaging and create the art that we can while Broadway's not here.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Well, applause to you.
Trying.
Yeah. Hashtag making it, just making it happen. Okay, so you're still super busy. You have In the Light, a musical that you have been just...
I made this at the same time. So I wrote the only one from August to January, mm-hmm. and then from November through May, we did In the Light. So it's a musical I've been working on for a very long time.
Yeah, that's what I was searching for the words, but
yeah, because
this has been your child for a long time, right?
It's so expansive and so massive, and it's so textured and so layered. And we went through two different book writers. So mm-hmm. we have a new book writer now named Nathan Wright, who's come on board the last 5 years. And he and I have been really delving in and reworking the whole thing. And in 2019, I was fortunate enough to raise a certain amount of money on Indiegogo to make a concept recording. And we raised a bunch of money and we raised a lot, and I'm thankful for it, but these albums cost a lot of money. So we were only able to record half of the score. So it's 15 tracks. And We were fortunate enough to work with an orchestra in Vienna. So over Zoom, we recorded a 30-piece orchestra in Vienna and a 20-person choir. And then we brought those tracks back here and I recorded vocals live and in person with Jeremy Jordan and Saleha Pfeiffer, who are starring in the show and on the album, not the show. And then virtually, we worked with Sierra Renee, Antonio Cipriano, who am I forgetting? Bobby Conti Thornton, Zach James, Aisha Jackson, Anne Fraser Thomas, and an ensemble of vocalists that came in person. And it's just this massive, epic, huge show that was just announced. It's going to be released on June 25th by Broadway Records. And people can go pre-order it right now. My website, Broadway Records website. Go check it out, In the Light.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, the show, I've been working, it was the first thing I ever like actually wrote that was of value. I'd written shows in high school and whatever, but this was something that we knew could be something big, whether that's in New York or overseas, who knows? It's not a show that's happening, the style of which is not happening in New York right now, especially after COVID. No one's going to produce a show with a 30-piece orchestra. Even Cameron McIntosh cut the orchestra from Phantom down to 14. So it's like, I'm not holding my breath for this show to happen here. But if it does one day, great. But I feel like this album it just represents what I want, what it sounds like, and I'm happy with that. I'm already working on the next two shows, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You also have like a little In the Shadows cult following that has been with the show like since it's, I don't know if since the inception, but just
for a while.
Yeah.
They call themselves the Light Bearers. And this happens. That's what they call themselves. And this happened because I would do, well, it happened originally because I put two songs from the show on my first album, Where the Sky Ends. Now, it's a double-edged sword because those songs gave me a fan base. Those songs exposed the audience to this piece. But those songs are no longer what they are in the show. So I went through a whole struggle of like, do I include this music on albums in the future? But this is what gave the show an audience, yet it doesn't work in the show anymore. So it's that thing. But then I would do these songs in the updated versions in concerts and people would come and see them and they've just followed along. And it doesn't hurt that Jeremy Jordan and Saleha Pfeiffer are involved because they have an audience and those people come and they're like, I can't wait to hear Saleha sing and whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty talented.
They're okay.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah. You can Google
that. So with the assortment of projects that you're working on, before we go, all of this, everyone that's listening, it'll be in the description of this episode, but tell us where can we direct our listeners to? Your Instagram, your website, what's best as far as a catch-all with Michael Mott?
My website does have everything. A lot of people ask about sheet music, and I'm proud to offer full sheet music to everything, as well as songbooks, which is a thing that I didn't even consider until last year. But people love a songbook. They're like, I want to buy the entire songbook to the entire album. So you can get songbooks to everything. We're releasing an In the Light songbook because everyone's been asking for that for years. But now with the album, we're able to put that out. So my website is michaelmott.net and my Instagram is michael_mott. And my TikTok, which I'm terrible at, is michael_mott_. But I'm trying to get better.
Everyone listening, that's Michael Mott. Thank you so much, Michael.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you so much.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just Ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.